The top line on Daf Kufav from Aleph. And as we know, regarding the Purim and Seir Manisrafim, the Torah teaches us that Seir of Isam Yechabis Begodav Rachas Es Besari B'mayim Ve'achrichein Yovel Amachra. And on Daf Kuf Dalit in our Mishnah, we saw machlekes between Tanakama and Rab Shimon as to when the actual Tumah applies. And we already saw that based on the words of Mechutzel Machra, the Chum teach us that immediately when the Kohen takes his behemoth outside of one Machra, and he becomes Tameh and his begotten become Tameh, and as we saw, the Makar was from the words of Mechutz L'Machna, when Rab Shimon was Chilik on Rabbanon, and he held that the only time that the begotten of a Kohen, that the Kohen becomes Tameh, is only once he actually burns the carbon, and not prior to that point. The Gemara asked, Mechutz L'Machna, my Avdle, that according to Rab Shimon, what does he do with the words Mechutz L'Machna? The Gemara explains that Rab Shimon holds like Rab Leza, and he had a Kabbalah to learn Gzeir Shava, when the words Mechutz L'Machna that the Torah states, B'negid Par Yom Kippurim, and the words Mechutz L'Machna that we find in Pashas Chukas bin Gede Paraduma, he learned two dinim, and number one, just like the Sreifa of the Parim and Seirim and Asrafim have to be done Mechutz L'Gimel Machnais, so the same applies to the Paraduma. And number two, since the Paraduma had to be on the east side of Yushlayim, as the Pasuk in Pashas Chukas states, V'hizel Nechuk Pnei Ramayid, therefore the same would apply to the Parim and Seirim and Asrafim, and they have to be burnt on the east side of Yushlayim. And our Gemara now begins, El Rabbanon Hechisarflu, on Summer Gers, El Rabbanon Hechisarflu, that according to the Tanakh, that already used the words Mechutz L'Machna, and therefore he didn't learn this Gzeir Shava. As Rashi states, the Maftala Lekral Tumas Begadim Veleslu Gzeir Shava, where would the Parim and Seirim and Asrafim be burnt? The Gemara explains that in a Chinami, the Rabbanu would be Chilik on Rab Shimon and Rab Elazar, and Kiditanyan, as we learned to the Braisa, Hech and Asrafim, that where would the Parim and Seirim and Asrafim burnt? Litzafin Yushlayim, Chutz L'Shalosh Machnais, it was burnt outside of all three Machnais to the north side of Yushlayim. And as Rashi explains, Shakol Maisachatus Bitzafin, and as we know, that and therefore they also have to be burnt on the north side of Yushlayim. And the Braisa continues that although Rabbi Yisai Glili agrees to the Tanakama that it has to be burnt on the north side of Yushlayim, however Rabbi Yisai Glili adds another requirement, as Rabbi Yisai Glili Omer Abesadashin Esrafim, that prior to burning the Parim and Seirim and Esrafim, they had to make sure that there were ashes of the Mizbeach that were lying on the ground, and then they placed the Parim and Seirim and Esrafim on top of the ashes, and only at that point would they be able to burn the Parim and Seirim and Esrafim. And as Rashi states, or basically holds, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra, Rashi points out, clearly the Tanakhama is chilek on this point of Rabbi Segluli, and in a moment the Gemara will explain as to how the Tanakhama will understand when the Pasuk states, Besarif Oisel Itzim Ba'ish Al Shefach Hadashin Yisarif. The Gemara continues, Amr Rava, Man Tana the Polag letter Rabbi Segluli, that who is the Tanakhama that is chilek on Rabbi Segluli, and holds that there is no requirement for the Parim and Seirim and Asrafim to be burnt on top of the ashes from the Mizbeach. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Lez ben Yaakovi, that this is going according to Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov, Tanyan, as we learned in the Braisa, and we will see that the first Shita in this Braisa is Rabbi Segluli. As the Braisa begins, that when the Pasuk states, Al Shefach HaDeshen Yisarev, Shehesham Deshen, which is exactly like Rabbi Segluli just taught us, and Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov argues on Rabbi Segluli, and he holds that there's no requirement to place any ashes in that spot. When the Pasuk states, Al Shefach HaDeshen Yisarev, it's teaching us, Shehe Mekoyim Meshubach, that the area that they would burn the Parim and Seir Manisrafim must be an area which is sloped and slanted in order for that area to be roi, that if there would be any ashes, that the ashes would fall down the slope. And as Rashi states, Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov, who da'ama lo yashmin al shefach, el shehe mekoyim madron, shehe deshna mishtapech, that is what he learns from the words al shefach ha'deshna yisarev, and this would be the shita of the Tanakhama that was chelk Rabbi Yisai Glili, and stated that heich nisraf and litzaf and yishlayim chutz l'shol shmachreis, it was mashma that he was chelk Rabbi Yisai Glili, and he held that there's no requirement to have the parim and seirim and asrafim burnt on top of the ashes from the Mizbeach. However, the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, the Abaya responded to Rava, how do you know that Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov is actually chilek on the din of Rabbi Yisai Glili as to this din, Shehei Shom Deshen, as potentially he agrees to Rabbi Yisai Glili, and certainly there's a requirement for the Parim and Seirim and Asrafim to be burnt on the place where there was already ashes from the Mizbeach, and Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov is just adding an additional requirement, Shehei Mekoyim Meshubach, as Abaya states, Dilma Ben Mekoyim Meshubach Pligi, that possibly the only machlik is between Rabbi Yisai Glili and Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov is if there's a requirement to have Mekoyim Meshubach as well. Rashi states, and if so, in the previous Braisa, where we saw machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yisai Glili, it's possible the Tanakhama is not Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov. Our Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, this Braisa will discuss thus the pasuk in Pashas Achrimais b'negei the perm is yirim and nisrafim, and the pasuk says v'aseref oisam yichavis begodav v'rochus b'tzor b'mayim v'achrichen yovil amachna. And the Brisa teaches us that the pasuk states v'aseref oisam, and therefore we learn haseref mitam begodim, that it's only the one that burns the perm and yirim and nisrafim that has a din of tuma v'loy amitzis ha'or mitam begodim. However, the kohen that just lights the fire in order to burn the par and sara and nisrafim, it would not become tame, and the begodim would not become tame. Similarly, v'loy amisadas ha'merachim mitam begodim, that the one that sets up the firewood in order to burn the perm and seer and nisrafim would not be tamei, and the begodim would not be tamei. As Rashi explains, that certainly the Tanakam of our Mishnah would be chelik on the Tan of this Braisa, as the Tan of our Mishnah holds that even the kohen that just brings the par and seer outside of all three machlois would become tamei. Therefore, Rashi explains that the Tan of our Braisa certainly holds like Rav Shimon, the aim with tam begodim at shiutz ben or till the fire catches on to most of the behema. The Braisa continues ve'izeru haseiriv, and what do we consider someone that burned the animal? This refers to a kohen that helped out at the time that the animal was already burning. As Rashi states, as the Shita adds in, that he was Messiah b'shasreifosan begufon d'chsiv oisam, and as the Pasuk states, v'asreif oisam, and therefore he had to be involved in burning the actual body of the animal. The Raisa now continues that although everyone agrees that according to Rav Shimon, the only time begodim can begin to become tamei is only from the point that they already started lighting the animal on fire, or potentially from the point that most of the animal was already lit on fire. However, the Braisa now brings a machlekes as to until what point would the begodim of someone that was involved in burning the animal still become tamei. The Braisa continues with the shita of the Tanakama, as yochel af mishinasu efa mitam begodim, that one would think that even if it was already ashes, for example, a kohen stoked a fire, that he and his begodim would still become tamei. Tamalei ma oisam. Therefore, the pasuk states vaserif oisam oisam mitam begodim, that it's only when you're burning the animal that the begodim would become tamei, umishinasu efa imitam begodim. But once the behema became efer and no longer considered a behema, even if a kohen was misayeya, but the maisa will not be mitamei to his begodim and will not be mitamei to kohen. The Brice continues, Reb Shimon Oimer, and some agrees, Reb Elezer Reb Shimon Oimer, oisam mitam begodim, nitech abasa e mitam begodim, that it's only when the animal is fully formed that it's mitam begodim. However, once the animal is already decomposed, even though it's not yet ashes, it would not be mitam begodim. And as the Gemara explains, Maya Benayu, that was the nafkamina between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, or the Tanakam and Reb Elezer Reb Shimon, Amarava Iker Benayu, the Shavi Chirucha, the nafkamina would be if the animal was fully singed, however, it did not yet turn to ashes, as according to the Tanakam, it would still be mitamei, and according to Reb Elezer Reb Shimon, it would no longer be mitam begodim. And as Rashi states, the Shavi Chirucha, the Avinitich Abasa, the Efer Mielai Hava, the Tanakam mitamin at Shiasu Efer, the Tanakam would hold that it would still be mitamei his begodim, the Oisam Karinabu, Aval Eifel Mikri, as at this point it's still considered behema, as not yet considered Eifer. However, Rab Shimon ain't mitam begodim. Rab Shimon holds that even at this point it would no longer be mitam begodim. Hadn loch tful yoyim, hadn loch tful yoyim, hadn loch tful yoyim. And we continue with the new parak and the new Mishnah. Before we begin with the Mishnah, let us begin with Akdama, as we know that if someone has an animal of Kochim, there's an Issa of Shchutei Chutz, and there's also an Issa of Halos Chutz. The psukim that are relevant to these Yisurim are found in Pashas Achrimais, as well as in Pashas A, and we will read the psukim in Pashas Achrimais as well as in Pashas Ru'e. Let us read the first 9 psukim in Perak Yud Zayin. The psukim state by Yidab Hashem Moshe Lemar, Dabel Aaron Vel Bono Vel Kol Bnei Yisrael Vel Mata Leim Ze Adov Shetziv Hashem Lemar Ish Ish Min Beis Yisrael Ish Ish Chat Shari Chesav Vayez B'machna O Ish 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 Chor Mechutz L'machna Vel Pesach O Yomoy Lo Yavil Da Hakur Korban L'Hashem Lefnei Mishkan Hashem Dom Yechosh Il Ish Ahu Dom Shafach V'nichus HaHish Ahu Mikarev Amoy. The psukim continue L'mana Shiviu Bnei Yisrael Sivgeim Hashem Zev
And b'negei halos chutz, the pasuk stated at the end of pasuk tes, v'nichus ha'ishahu me'amav. And although it would seem that the issa of halos chutz would be relevant if someone just brings a carbon up onto a mizbeach, however, the issa only applies once someone actually burns that animal on a mizbeach. As we will see, that this issa doesn't only apply to behema, but applies to an oif as well as to a mincha as well. And this issa also applies to zrikas adam or to nisach ha'mayim or nisach ha'yayin on on a mizbech that's outside of the Azara. Lemaisa, as we know, that the klal is that for any issa lav, that when someone performs a bemezid, they'd be chayav karis, and if they do that issa b'shegeg, then it'd be chayav to bring a karmen chatos. Therefore, our Mishnah teaches us, ha-sheikh v'amayla b'chutz, chayav al shchita v'chayav al law. If someone is oivan shchutei chutz, and is also oivan al law's chutz b'shegeg, even if he did so b'alom ma'achas, then it'd be chayav to bring two karbonais, and as Rashi states, shein shnei gufe aveir to the bayu ksivi, as Pasuk Gimel stated, ashi yishchat, and as Pasuk Ches stated, ashi yala. However, the Mishnah continues, there are basically glibli's chilukan and tanakamo, as Rabbi Yisrael Glibli Eimeh, Shach b'fnim v'hel b'chutz chayiv, that certainly someone did shchita inside the Azara, and then they did Allah b'chutz b'shoigeg, then he'd be chayiv to bring a carbon for Allah's chutz. However, Zok Rabbi Yisrael Glibli, Shach b'chutz v'hel b'chutz pata, shloi hel al dov apostle, and in the case of the Tanakamo, where one did shchute chutz b'shoigeg, and then did Allah's chutz b'shoigeg on the same behemoth, then although certainly he'd be chayiv to bring one carbon chatas for shchute chutz, however, he would not be chayiv to bring another carbon chatas for Allah's chutz. And the reason is because at the point that he did Allah, he didn't do Allah on a carbon that was ready for the Mizbeach, since he performed an improper shchita, as he did shchita chutz, therefore the carbon is not ready for the Mizbeach, and therefore the chiv to bring a carbon chatas for the issa of Allah's chutz would not apply. And as Rashi explains, in order to be over on this issa, there's a requirement that one has to be able to bring this carbon inside the Azara and on the Mizbeach, the chiv, and as Pasuk Tes and Pashas Achrimay stated, that Pesach HaYomayid lo yavienu lasi say Hashem, v'nichus ha'ashiru me'amav. However, our Mishnah continues, Amru loy, that Tanakam responds to Rabbi Yisrael Glibli, af ha'sheikh b'fnim, ma'il b'chutz, kibin shiyu siyu paslai, even if someone does shchita properly, and he's then ma'il b'chutz, so this animal is actually not ready to go on the Mizbeach, as we know that there's a psul yoytze on any animal that goes out of the Azara after shchita. We still know that even though this animal would not be ready on the Mizbeach, but the issa of Allah's chutz would certainly apply, otherwise there's no case where Allah's chutz would apply, as Rashi states, and therefore Zok Tanakam Rabbi Yisrael Glibli for who had been l'sheikh b'chutz u'mayla b'chutz, and therefore the same applies even if one was already oivan shchutei chutz, and therefore this animal was possible to go on the mizbeach. The ma'aseh, if this person would go and do Allah's chutz as well, and he would be chayav to bring a second carbon chatos. And keep in mind that the Gemara will explain what Rabbi Yisrael Glibli will respond to the Tanakamo, and the Mishnah will now continue to discuss another din. And l'chayav, this din has nothing to do with our Mishnah or with our Masechta, but as we will see, that there will be a similar machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisrael Glibli, and therefore we bring this in our Mishnah. And as Rashi says, Mishun de Pligu Rabbi Yisrael Glibli v'Rabbanim b'Tabayu v'Damu Hanach Plukta Adadi Taninu Gabe Adadi. And let us point out that there's an issa of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, and someone that's Tomei cannot go into the Beis Mikdash and can't eat Kachim. Certainly we know that if someone that is Tomei eats Kachim that is Tar, then he'll be Chayiv Karis, and if he does so B'Shoigeg, then he'll be Chayiv a special carbon chatas called the carbon Eilu V'Yared, as we saw in Parshas Vayikra in Parakei. Our Mishnah now brings machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisrael Glibli, as the Tanakama holds Hatomei she'ochol bein kodesh tomei bein kodesh tar chayiv. If a person is tomei and he eats hegdish that's tomei or hegdish that is tar, then if he did so b'mezid, he'd be chayiv kares, and if he did so b'shegi, he'd be chayiv to bring a carbon oilu v'yared. And Rabbi Yisrael Glibli yomer tomei she'ochol tar chayiv. That although I agree that when the pasuk teaches us that if someone that's tomei eats kachim, then he'll be chayiv kares and be chayiv a carbon oilu v'yared, that is only if they ate hegdish that's tar. However, if someone that's Tomei eats Hegdish that is Tomei, then he'll be Potter from Kares, and he will be Potter from bringing a carbon oil of Yared, since he only ate a Dovah Tomei and he didn't eat a Dovah Tar. And keep in mind that although he'll be Potter, certainly it is Asa to do so. Once again, the Mishnah continues, Armuloi, that the Chum responds to Rabbi Yisrael Glibli, Af Tomei Sha'achal as a Tar, Kiva Shinaga by Timo, since we know that every time that someone that is Tomei eats something that is Tar, then certainly when he touches that Dovah Tar, it becomes Tomei, and even so, the Torah tells us that it's chayiv kares and it's chayiv to bring carbon oil v'yared. Therefore, even if a person that is tamei eats an item that was initially and originally tamei, then he would still be chayiv kares and he will still be chayiv to bring a carbon oil v'yared. And once again, the Gemara will explain what Rabbi Yisrael Glibli could respond to the Tanakama. And Ayin Tesis points out that how could it be that Tanakama tells Rabbi Yisrael Glibli that every time that someone that's tamei eats a dover tar, that the item will become tamei, as that is not necessarily true. And as Tesis states, Avagad and Mishkachas law, but certainly when the pasuk gives us issur, it's talking about a standard case where a person goes and touches the item. Therefore, certainly this item became tamei prior to him eating it. And Ayin Rashi kivin shenaga by tamo v'afilu hachi ki hada achle mechayiv mali nitma basal yodoi mali nitma li deachirim. How could it be that we be mechalei between the item that be became tame through a person himself touching it or through someone else touching that item. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us v'toshachol tame patar sheinichayev alav tamis hagov, that if someone that's tar, it's an item of hegdish that is tame, then it'll be patar from kares. The chiyuv of kares only applies to someone that is tame that eats an item of hegdish. And as Rashi brings that the pasuk in Parshas Tzav teaches us v'nefesh she'toicha basa mizevach hashlam hashel Hashem v'tumaseh alav v'nichus ha'nefesh ha'im ha'mer. Since the pasuk states v'tumaseh alav and the tumah is on him, we learned in that mem gemara beis v'tumas haguf ha'kosam endaber yishetumah perachas b'memenu, and it's only referring to a person that tumah can come off of him, as not referring to hegdish that never loses shem tumah. As we know, we can't be matar meichel mashka by placing it into a mikvah. Keep in mind that although certainly there won't be a chiyuv kares, but certainly it'll be oivar alav and it'll be chayiv malchus. And as the pasuk in Parshas Tzav states in Perek Zayin pasuk yutes v'abasa shiyiga b'chol tumah lo ye'ochel be'ishi sarif v'abasa kol tar ye'ochel basa. And before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that we know there's a klal that ein oinshin elam kein mazirin, that the Torah would never be mechayiv someone oinish unless it was already an azara. And as the chinuch in mitzvah samach test explains, mepteishim leis savig lano b'dov minias akel al shiema isa dov pleni yenish bekach hoy b'mashma shiyev shus b'yad kol reitz l'kabla oinish v'lo yochel shul tzairai la'av ala mitzvah v'lo yovi b'zeh k'neg chifes Hashem yisparach mitzvasai. As if the Torah would only tell us the oinish, then one would think that it would be up to himself to decide if he wants to receive this einish as a punishment for doing this thing. But if he decides he wants to do so then there would not be an issue, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have an issue with that, and this would be very transactional. And as he states, Ke'im mechachom emka klema ha'reitzav lasis dalet pleini yitin kach v'kach v'yaso or yitin shichmo lisbol kach v'yaso yifur hachom taught us that lo yonish elam kein hizir klema lo yudia kel einish haba leinu ala varas ha'mitzvah elam kein adiyanu t'chila sheritzayna hu sheloi nasa yisadav v'sho'inish ba'olav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do this issur, and even if you will accept on yourself the einish, ayin sham. Our Gemara will now continue and discuss where we find azara and einish for halos chutz and for shchutei chutz. And as our Gemara states, bishleim halah ksiv einish v'ksiv azara, the bishleim b'negei halos chutz. So the Torah teaches us an einish of kares, and the Torah teaches us an azara as einish d'ksiv, as we saw that the einish is stated in Parshas Achrimos in pasuk tes. The pasuk stated v'al pesach elmoi levi'enu lasis isal Hashem v'nichus ha'ishahu me'amav zara d'ksiv. And as the pasuk states in Parshas Re'eh, he shomul chal pentalo ilisecha b'chol mokem ashetira. As we know that the lashon yishomer is the lashon iser. As our Gemara continues, v'chihad amrab avin amrab iloi chal mokem shenama yishomer pen va'al ein el leisa say, that any time the Torah uses any lashon of yishomer or pen va'al, so that refers to a leisa say. Therefore, we find azara as well as the einish for halas chutz. However, the Gemara now continues and is bothered el shchita b'shleim einish d'chsiv el pesach ha'imay lo yaviu el azara minolon. Although in Parshas Achrimos and Pasuk Dalid, we already saw the chiyuv of kares, as the pasuk stated, "Al pesach ha'amayi le'aviv lahakir korban Hashem l'fnei mishkan Hashem dam yichashiv l'ishahu dam shafach v'nichus ha'ishahu mekarav amayi." However, where do we find an azara for shchutei chutz? As Rashi explains, that the Gemara is bothered that therefore, how could a mishnah teach us that if one is over shchutei chutz b'shoigeg, it will be chayav to bring a korban chatos, as she'in chatos bo el alav kares, as a korban chatos is only brought for those yisurim with his alav in the Torah, and is also chiyuv kares b'mezid kithnan, as we learned in Maseches Krisis, ha'pesach ha'milah mitzvah asei b'in chayav l'chatos, that even though pesach ha'milah have a chiyuv kares, but since there's only an isa asei involved, therefore there is no chiyuv to bring a korban chatos. However, the Gemara explains on makra that we do find an azara b'negei shchutei chutz. In Parshas Achrimos in pasuk zayin, the pasuk states v'leizu b'chuyde zivchem l'seirim asheim zayinim achrayim ukas eilam tiazeis lahem l'deiresam, and this serves as the azara for shchutei chutz. And the Gemara continues that how can you tell me that this is the azara for shchutei chutz? That the we need this pasuk to teach us the din of Rabbi Lazar. As Rabbi Lazar teaches us, that how do we know that someone shechs a korban to the avodah zara called makulis? Although the standard avodah for the avodah zara called makulis was an avodah that was done derech b'zayin, as the way that they used to serve this avodah zara was by throwing stones at this avodah zara. And therefore, if you would shech to it and you would actually serve this avodah zara b'derech kavod, maybe the issur of avodah zara would not apply. And therefore, Rabbi Lazar tells us the chsiv leiz b'chuyde zavchayim, and therefore the pasuk tells us that you should no longer serve any of the avodah zarahs. And since the pasuk is not needed in order to teach us that if someone serves an avodah zarah in the standard way to serve that avodah zarah, that it'll be chayiv, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh already tells us pentidrish l'aleihem lema eichu yavdu agoyim ailas aleihem ve'esakin gam oni. Therefore, certainly it's also to serve avodah zarah in the same manner that avodah zarah is served by goyim. Therefore, therefore, Tneu Indian Shalei Kedaka. So it must be this pasuk is coming to teach us that even if one serves an avodah zarah Shalei Kedaka, for example, if he's zaveh behim lemakulis, he will still be chayiv. And if so, how can you say the pasuk of Lo Yizbech Hoid is the azara for Shchut Echutz? Rashi states lemakulis afal pisha avodasai derech bezayin l'sakle bavonim v'zeh oyd derech kovid v'lei karina be'echo yavdu afilu hachim minayin shu chayiv. The Gemara answers Amar Rabba. The Rabba explains kari beiv Lo Yizbechu v'kari beiv v'lei oyd. Since the pasuk of Pashas Achri Ma'is could stated v'lei oyd as zivchayim l'seir ma'shehim zayinim achrayim, and instead the pasuk stated v'lei Yizbechu oyd as zivchayim l'seir ma'shehim zayinim achrayim. Therefore, we read the pasuk as if it states v'lei Yizbechu and also states v'lei oyd. Rabbi Lez learns from v'lei oyd that zivach behim l'makulis would be chayiv, and the words l'ei Yizbechu is the azar for shchut echutz. The Gemara now continues and is bothered that how can you say that the azar for shchut echutz is from this pasuk? V'akatim yiboyle l'chetanya that l'maisa we need this pasuk in order to teach us following din that we learn in the Braisa. Let's keep in mind that prior to the Mishkan being built, as well as from when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael until the time that they actually built the Beis HaMikdash, so there was a Heter Bamais, and in certain circumstances, one could be Makdish Behemah as a carbon and bring that carbon on a Bama. However, once the Mishkan was built, then there was an Issa to bring any carbon on a Bama, and similarly, once the Beis HaMikdash was built, there was an Issa to bring any carbon on a Bama. And therefore, the Braisa will explain that one would have a Habmina, that the only time that Kadosh Baruch Hu stated that there's an Issa of Shchut Echot is only if someone was Makdish an animal at the time of Issa Bamais, then Shechta the animal outside of the Mishkan or outside of the Beis HaMikdash. However, one would have a Habmina that if one actually was Makdish an animal during a time when it was a Heter Bamais, so even if the actual Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan was built after that point and the Behemah was still around, then the Issa of Shchut Echot would not apply to that Behemah. And therefore, the Braisa explains that this is not the case and the Issa of Shchut Echot would apply in all scenarios. And as the Braisa states, Ad Kanam Medav Bekotchim Shikdish Meshasis HaBamais Vekrim Meshasis HaBamais, when the Torah speaks about the Issa of Shchut Echot in Achrei Mois in Perikin Zayin, so until Pasuk Zayin, all those Psukim are referring to Shchut Echot of those Kabonais that were Hukdosh after the Issa HaBamais and either after the Mishkan was built or after the Beis HaMikdash was built. And as the Gemara continues to explain on Daf Kavavim Beis, Shrei Einshin Omer, and as we see that there's an Einish for someone that does Shchut Echot, as Pasuk Dalet states, Vel Pesach HaMoed Lo Yavil Lahakav Karben Lashem Lefnei Mishkan Hashem Dam Yechashiv Le'ishahu Dam Shafach V'nichus HaIshahu Me'ekar V'amoy Nazara Dechsev. And we already saw this in Azara based on Pashas Re'eh where the Pasuk states Yisham L'chom Pentalo L'Sechah B'chom Mokam Heshatira. Since one may think that the Issa of Shchut Echot would not apply to those Kabonis that were Hukdash prior to the Issa of Bamais, therefore Mikan Ve'elech U'midab V'zvach B'shekdisha B'shas Heta Bamais V'ekriv B'shas Yisra Bamais. And that's why the Pesukim continue and these Pesukim now discuss those Kabonis that were already Hukdash at the time of Heta Bamais, and now it became a time that's also to bring a carbon on a Bama. And the Torah teaches us that this is also also, although the Chiyu Karis would not apply. Shenem and as Pasuk Hay states, the mana she'aviu b'nei Yisrael zivcheim Hashem zivchem al pnei asada ve'aviim la'Hashem al pesach ha'omayil al koyim v'zavchu zivchei shlom la'Hashem ha'isam. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us that it's also to shech these kabanais outside of the Azara, and the Pasuk used Lashon as zivcheim Hashem zivchem, which is mashma zvach b'shei tatil ha'kvar, that those behemoths that are standing at this point and you already were makdish it, and therefore they were really mutter to go on to Obama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us now that the Issa of Shchut Echot even applies to those animals that were already hegdish b'shas heta abamais. And as the pasuk continues, al pnei asada, if at this point someone will shech these animals outside of the Mishkan, then it will be considered as if you shechted these animals to avodah zarah. And as the Gemara states, lo melacha zeveh b'shas heta abamais ma'al lav akasav kihilu ikra al pnei asada. The words al pnei asada refer to avodah zarah. And ayin Rashi mikam ve'ilech shenem alaman and sheviu demidchsev asheim zevchem mashma shu'aim bin l'shach b'bama umikam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us they have to make sure to bring them to the Mishkan, and if you don't, keep in mind that up until this point of the Braisa, we still do not see that the Braisa used the terms in order to teach us a different limud. And the Braisa now continues, that Pasuk Hei continues, that by the fact that the Torah tells us that you should bring these animals to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Mishkan, so this is the mitzvah say that teaches us that even by those Kabbanais that were already hooked us prior to the Abamais, that there's still a mitzvah say to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and to bring them to the Mishkan. And Leisa Se Minayin Tamalayim V'leiz B'chu'oid, where do we see that there's also Leisa Lav? The Braisa explains, since the Pasuk states V'leiz B'chu'oid, therefore the Gemara is bothered that we already learned something from the words V'leiz B'chu'oid. And how could we have explained that the words V'leiz B'chu'oid is the Azara for Shchut Echutz? Before the Gemara responds, the Gemara finishes off the Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us that even though there's an Issa Lav chav for someone that does shkut echutz on those behemoths that were already hegdish prior to the isabamais. Well, yachliyei onish karis, one would think that there would also be an onish of karis. Tamalayma. Therefore, the pasuk tells us chukas oilam tia zeis lahem al deresam. We learn zeis lahem v'leya charis lahem that the pasuk is teaching us that it's only an onish of asay and leisa say for someone that does shkut echutz on those animals that were already hegdish prior to the isabamais. However, the isa karis would not apply in this scenario. As we explained, the Gemara brought this entire brisa in order to show that we already learned something from the words v'leyuz b'chayid. Therefore, this couldn't have already been used in order to teach us the azar for shkut echutz. Because of this question, so the Gemara now states, Elam Abayas, Abay explains, in Chanami, there is no explicit azar in the Torah for shkut echutz. However, the azar is learned based on the Kal v'chaymer, u'ma'ava makam sh'lay onish hizir, makam sh'onish ein edin sh'hizir, that since we just saw, that even in a scenario where someone shechts a carbon outside of the Mishkan, and their carbon was already huktash prior to the Sabamais, although we learned that there is no chiyuv of kares, but certainly we saw that there is an isasei and an isalav, and so certainly in a case where someone did shchut echutz on a carbon that was huktash after the Sabamais, where the Torah specifies that there is a chiyuv of kares, as we saw in Pasuk Dalev, v'nichuza ishu mekarav amoi, and certainly it is an azara, even though it's not explicit in the Pasuk. However, Ayin Rashi who points out that the Gemara will ask that we have a klal that im azir min adin, and we can't just have azara based on the Kal v'chomer, and l'chayud azara has to be explicit in the Pasuk. Before the Gemara will ask this question on Abaya and shlug up Abaya's Kal v'chomer, the Gemara first asks another question, and the Gemara states, Amli Ravina l'Abaya, so Ravina asked Abaya, im kain lo yoyim l'ab b'chilo v'teis the Kal v'chomer m'nevela, that if you're going to say that you can learn azara based on the Kal v'chomer, so why did the Torah ever state azara b'negei chilev, if a similar Kal v'chomer can be learned from the Issa of Nevela? And the Kal v'chomer would be as follows, ma nevela shlei onesh hizir, chilev sh'onesh ein edin shehizir, the madach nevela, where there's no Issa of Kuris, there's still an Issa in the Torah, so b'negei chilev, where the Torah specifies as Issa of Kuris, so certainly there was an azara, why would the Torah have to write a specific Issa b'negei chilev? Gemara explains, asal kamei de Rava, that they came in front of Rav and asked this question, and Amalei and Rav responded, min nevela le'asya, de ikla mifrach ma'alavela shekei mitame, that we couldn't learn the azara for chilev from the Issa of nevela. One could say that maybe nevela is more chomer than chilev, as if someone touches nevela, they would become tamei, and if someone touches chilev, they do not become tamei. Therefore, the Torah had to teach us the Issa of chilev. However, the Gemara continues and asks, Mishratzim Tmein, that why wouldn't we ask a similar Kal v'chomer from the eight Shratzim da Tmein, we would learn a Kal v'chomer, the madach if someone eats Teches Shratzim, that there is no Issa of kares, and even so, the Torah states a lav, so certainly b'negei chilev, where the Torah states that there is a chiyuv of kares, then certainly there is a lav. However, once again, the Gemara responds that we can't learn a Kal v'chomer from the Ches Shratzim, as Mal Shratzim Tmein, Mishem Metamim Mashu, as possibly there's only an Issa by the Ches Shratzim da Tmein, because there's a Chumrah that the Metamim Mashu, and as Rashi states, that the Metamim Bechadosha, while we know that the Issa Kares for eating Chalev is only if one eats a Kazayas of Chalev. However, the Gemara still continues and asks that why does the Torah have to state an Issa by the Gei Chalev if we should be able to learn a Kal v'chomer from Shratzim Tarim, and since we find by the Shratzim Tarim that although they're not Metami at all, even though there is no Chiyuv of Kares for eating a Sheretz, and even so, the Torah teaches us aloud that you not only eat a sheretz, and if so, certainly if someone eats chilev where there is a chiyuv of kares, then certainly there is an azara. However, the Gemara states that we would not be able to learn kal v'chomer from shratzim tarim, as mal shratzim tarim sheyisur b'mashu, as shratzim tarim also have a chumra as the osa b'mashu. Rashi explains that it's osa b'achila b'chadosha, and as we learned in Masechtas Me'ilah that the pasuk says v'lishaksu asnaf shusecha v'behemu v'oiv pasuk akasa b'achila v'sayim b'tuma loy mirucha, and that teaches us k'shir t'masim shel shratzim t'meim shir achilasim shel kol shratzim, that the shir tuma of shratzim t'meim apply to shir achila of shratzim da kulu kailu b'aykra v'v'chosh t'timis ha'adama v'shir t'masim nafklam b'kol chayavim. As we already stated and we learned in Masechtas Chagiga, the shir tuma for the ches shratzim is adosha shekein choyim etchilas b'yasim b'chadosha, the small size of a lizard is adosha, and therefore the Torah had to teach us azara b'negei achilev. We explain our Gemara based on Rashi, however Ayin Tesis who explains that when the Gemara stated shekein asum b'mashu, the kol shu d'hacha b'beria kamayri, and as we know the b'kol shu m'chayim m'shum beria, the Gemara continues that why does the Torah have to teach us a specific lav b'negei achilev if me'orlu klai akarim, that we should be able to learn it based on the kal v'chomer from the issa of orlu and klai akarim, that madach b'negei orlu and klai akarim, where there is no issa of kares, that is still an issa lav, so certainly by chilev with an issa of kares, then certainly there's an azara. And once again the Gemara responds that this kal v'chomer would not be valid, as there is a chumra by orlu and klai akarim that we do not find b'negei achilev, and as the Gemara states, mal orlu klai akarim shekein asurim b'ana, that b'negei orlu and klai inside a kerem, this is inside a noah, she'en ken chilev, which is not asa b'noah, and maybe that's why the Torah had to write an azara. However, the Gemara continues and asks, mishvias, we should learn a kal v'chim from shvias to chilev, and why does the Torah require an azara b'negei chilev? Once again, the Gemara explains that there is a chumra b'negei shmitah that is not by chilev, as mal shvias she'en tefes tamea, and as we know, if someone has pairs of shmitah, and they try to transfer the kedusha of shvias onto money, then the money becomes kadosh, and the pairs are still kadosh b'kedusha shvias. While by chilev, one can't transfer the issa of chilev onto money. Maybe that's why the Torah had to tell us a specific issa b'negei chilev. And once again, the Gemara continues mitruma, that why shouldn't we use a similar kal v'chomer when the issa for azar to eat truma, where there is only a chi of misi b'dei shemayim, to the issa of chilev, where there is issa of kares. We will learn a kal v'chomer that madach b'negei truma, where although it is a chi of misi b'dei shemayim, however it is not a chi of kares. And even so, the Torah teaches us an azara, so certainly b'negei chilev with the issa of kares, then certainly there is an azara. However, once again, the Gemara responds that there is a chumer b'negei truma that we do not find b'negei chilev, as truma is always asar, and as the Gemara states, shekein lehotu mechlala, whereas chilev could be muta. As we know, the chilev of b'chaya is muta b'achila, and if so, the Torah had to teach us an azara. The Gemara continues that now we told you a teretz of shekein lehotu mechlala, so the Gemara could have answered this for all of the questions, as mikul nami shekein lehotu mechlala, and as Rashi states, mikul nami ikla mifr chapecha, u'mishamachi itzur chazara b'chilev. Therefore, the Gemara's question on Abayis kal v'chaim is not a question, as b'negei chilev, the Torah had to specify in Isalav, as otherwise we would not know the azara. I in the second tesis on the bottom of Amid Diba Maskel Mekulu Shekein Lehotu Mechlalon, and tesis bothered Tema Neilip Bekulu Karis Bekavachim Mechilav Shehotu Mechlaloi Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues that after they finished having the Shakel of Atayah with Rava, and Rava answered this original question, so Amr Rava said at this point, Rava stated, Ikashli Hakashli, if I have a question on Abayez Makar for the Azara for Shehotu Chutz, then the following is my question. Maisa Abay want to learn the Makar for the Azara for Shehotu Chutz based on a Kavach. And Rava will ask a question for the Mishnah Maseches Krisis, discusses the 36 various Yisurim in the Torah, where one is Chayiv Kares, and if someone is Oivan that Issa B'Shege, to be Chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas, and the Mishnah brings two exceptions to the rule, that although one is Chayiv Kares, they would not be Chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas, and of course, as we stated previously, that refers to someone that doesn't bring a Karban Pesach, or someone that doesn't do Milah, as although if they did so B'Mezid, they're Chayiv Kares, but since they are not Oivan Issa Lav, and they're only Oivan Issa Asei, therefore, if one is Oivah on these Yisurim B'Shoigeg, one would not be Chayav to bring a Korban Chatos, and as the Mishnah states, Pesach Milah Mitzvah Asei, and therefore you're not Chayav to bring a Korban Chatos, and Frekt Rava, that according to Abaya, Tesei B'Kal V'Chayim Meiser, why wouldn't we learn, even though the Torah doesn't specify and doesn't explicitly state aloud, but the Gei of Pesach Milah, we could learn the Azura based on a Kal V'Chayim, and if so, the Chayav to bring a Korban Chatos should even apply to Pesach and Milah, as Rava continues to bring down the Kal V'Chayim, the Ma'am Meiser Shle Onish Hizir, that just like B'negeah, the Issa of Neisar, well, although there is no Chiyuv of Kares, you are still alive, so Pesach HaMilah She'onash, and Adin She'ezer, then certainly B'negeah Karim Pesach and B'negeah Milah, where the Torah specifies that one is Chayiv Kares, then certainly there should be an Azara, and if so, one should be Chayiv to bring a Karim Chatos if one doesn't perform Pesach or one doesn't perform Milah B'Shoigeg. The Gemara responds, Am Ravashi, Am Risal Shmaitza, Kamid Rav Kano, and Ravashi explained that I spoke over this Sugi with Rav Kano, V'omali, and he told me, Mimoisa Le'asya, that we couldn't learn a Kavachim from Meisa to Pesach Hamila, the Ekel Mifrach Malam Meisa Shkenin LeTakana, Toyim Pesach Hamila Sheish LeTakana. We couldn't learn a Kal V'Chomer from the Din of Neisa to the Din of Pesach Hamila, since there is a Chumer that applies to Neisa that doesn't apply to Pesach Hamila. Once a Karban becomes Neisa, so one can't undo that Issa. However, B'negei Karban Pesach and B'negei Hamila, even if someone didn't originally bring a Karban Pesach, they can still make it up by bringing a Pesach Sheni. If someone didn't perform Mila, then they could always go and do Mila, and therefore it's Yesh LeTakana. Possibly that's why the Torah did not give an Azara B'negei Pesach HaMilah, and since there's no law by Pesach HaMilah, therefore if one is Oivan Issa Asei of Pesach HaMilah B'Shoigeg, it would not be Chayav to bring a Karban Chatos, and as Rashi brings down for the Gemara Maseches Krisos, the Chatos in the Baal Allah V'Kores K'dechsev Asher Lo Yiseh Asana, and as we see multiple times in the Torah when it speaks about a Karban Chatos, the Torah mentions that someone did an Issa Asher Lo Yiseh Asana, meaning that the only way that one is Chayav to bring a Karban Chatos is only if he was Oivan Issa Lav. However, Pesach HaMilah, there is no lav, and there's only an asaseh. And I in the bottom tesis that Rav stated that we learned the din of Pesach HaMilah from the din of Nisa, and tesis bothered why the Gemara specifically bring the issa of Nisa, and why did Rav bring from any other issa in the Torah? And Zak tesis hadanaka meisa tefim begezel gneva v'kam alav yishev b'Torah mishum de meisa le'ovin meisa dumi de Pesach HaMilah when shemachik le'naka nami hanach tel'el de'ekel mifrach shkin yesh ben meisa ayin sham. Though up until this point, the Gemara tried to ask multiple questions on the Kal v'chomer Abaya. However, the Gemara now continues and actually asks a question to Abaya, and therefore will shlug up the Kal v'chomer Abaya. And as the Gemara asks, v'chi mezir min adin, how could Abaya state that Azor for Shechitas Chutz is learned from a Kal v'chomer? Certainly, we have a klal that in mezir min adin, we can't learn an Azor based on logic and based on a Kal v'chomer. And the only way to have an Azor in the Torah is only if it's specific in the Torah, or as we will see, if it's based on Gzeir Shavu or Hekish, as that's considered as if it states a Mefurish in the Torah. As the Gemara states, Afilu Manda Amar Isha Min Adin, a Mazir Min Adin, that even according to the Manda Amar holds that we could give an Einish based on a Kal v'chomer. However, even that Manda Amar agrees that a Mazir Min Adin, really this point is not relevant to our Gemara, but Rashi brings down a longer Richus in order to show the Makar that the Manda Amar that holds Isha Min Adin still holds a Mazir Min Adin. Let us quickly read the words of Rashi inside. Rashi states, Afilu Manda Amar Mesechus Makos, Einish Min Adin Kal v'chomer, Moidu De Mazir Min Adin, the Tanya Repair Kamad Makos, that the Pasuk says, Ish Ki Kachasach Chosai, Ein Lel Bas Ovi, Shloi Bas Imoi, Bas Imoi, Shloi Bas Oviv, Bas Ovo Bas Imoi Minayin, even though the Torah doesn't mention a full sister, and that we know that that Einish would apply, Amun Loimen, therefore the Pasuk tells us, Ervis HaChosai Gila, and the Gemara states, Valoi Kal v'chomer, that why couldn't we learn this based on Kal v'chomer, and Lamata She'en Einish Min Adin, and therefore we see that we can't be Me'anish Min Adin, V'chelin Nazaris, Ervis HaChosai Bas Avicha, Einli, etc., Ad She'en Mazir Min Adin, and this Manda Omer certainly holds that just like Ein Einish Min Adin, it was also a klal Ein Mazir Min Adin, who pligi tanoi v'perek basra, v'ikir the darish l'haya chesi gila, d'gabe Einish l'drosha, v'Einish the bas of bas ima, k'sava Einish Min Adin, since it's not extra, therefore he doesn't have a makar that Ein Einish Min Adin, therefore he holds Einish Min Adin, v'ilu achis chahi, d'gabe azor, d'afirmine Ein Mazir Min Adin, l'yapani l'drosha achritei, it's not needed for another drosha, and therefore even this Manda Omer holds Ein Mazir Min Adin. Causes this question, so the Gemara now shlugged up to Kal v'chomer Abaya, and certainly we can't learn that Zor for Shechutei Chutz from a Kal v'chomer. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Elik Rabbi Yechon, that in a chinami, that Zor for Shechutei Chutz is based on the drasha of Rabbi Yechon, where Rabbi Yechon learns this Zor from a Gzeir Shava. As the Rabbi Yechon, as Rabbi Yechon teaches us, Asya Ava Ava, that we learn a Gzeir Shava based on the words Ava that we find in Pashas Achrimais, as in Pasuk Dalet, but the Gea Shechutei Chutz, the Pasuk states, Val Pesach Ayamayad Lo Yaviyu, and in Pasuk Tes, but the Gea Ava Shechutz, the Pasuk states, Val Pesach Ayamayad Lo Yaviyanu, Alalon Lo Yonah Shalom Kain Hizir, and just like we saw, Benigia Vos Chutz, that not only did the Torah teach us on Oynish of Kares, but we also saw that it's an Azora and it's an Isalav, therefore, Afkan Lo Yonah Shalom Kain Hizir, and also Benigia Shkutei Chutz, where the Torah tells us it's a Chiyuv of Kares, it must be that it was also an Azora. And as we mentioned, and Rashi points out at the Baran Amid, Zeir Shava, Hoylo Mufta Hilakach, Arehi, Kemoshe Mefurish Ba, Ve'in Zeman Adin, therefore the Klal of Ein Mazir Men Adin doesn't apply, as it's not like a Kal v'chomer she'anun dam me'atzmai. The only way that one could learn a gzeir shava is only based on a kabbalah from the rabbeim, and therefore it's considered as if it states a mefurish, and the klal v'ein mazir min adin doesn't apply. Continuing daf kuf zayin min aleph, and the gemara brings a second makar. The how do we know this is azara for shchutei chutz? And as the gemara continues, rava amak rabbeina, and rava states that we actually learned this from rabbeina, and this will not be based on a gzeir shava, and instead it will be based on a hekesh. Ayin rashi who is goyis to am rabbeina am akrash sham tala yilsecha v'sham tasa. We actually learned this based on a hekesh from the pasuk in Pashas Re'ei, as the pasuk states, "Ki im b'makom Hashivcha Hashem ba'achat shvatecha sham talo ilusecha v'sham tasa kol asher neichim tzaveka." Therefore, we see that there is makish halos chutz to all other avodos, and as Rashi states, "Iska sharasidus la'la and ma'la loyonah shalom kain hizir avshchita loyonah shalom kain hizir." And lechur it seems that Rashi holds that just like a gzeir shavo can only be learned based on a maseria, so the same would apply to hekesh. Therefore, the klal of im mezir min adin doesn't apply. We learned Azar from Hekesh, just like we saw in the Gei Gzeir Shava, and Ayin Taptesis who states the Amrabina per Kamda Krisis me Keshi Olive, the Lashon of Agamar is Mashmar that we're learning based on Gzeir Shava, but the Mefarshim explain that certainly Agamar just means to say that we have a Hekesh between Halah and other Avodais. The Gersa that we have is the Amrabina Asya Shom Shom, as we saw the Pasuk in Pashas Re'ei states, Shom Taloi the Sechav the Shom Tasa. Therefore, we learn a Hekesh that Ma'al Alon Le'ona Shalom Kain Hizir, Afkan Le'ona Shalom Kain Hizir, and really it's not based on the word Sham Sham, as this is not a Gzeir Shava, and it's only based on the fact that Torah speaks about Allah and other Avodis in the same Pasuk. Lemaisa at this point to the Gemara, where the Gemara actually says that the actual Azara for Shechutei Chutz is either based on a Gzeir Shava like Rabbi Yechon brought, or based on a Hekesh like Rava just brought. Ultimately, the Azara for Shechutei Chutz is actually the same Azara that we have in a Gei Avos Chutz. That is the Pasuk that we previously mentioned from Pasuk Re'ei, of Yisham Lecha Pentala Lesecha B'chol Mokam HaShatira. Therefore, if we go back to the top of that Kuf Vav, the Gemara was speaking about Shechutei Chutz, and the Gemara mentioned Azara Dech Pasuk Yisham Lecha Pentalo Lisecha, which is actually the Pasuk, which is the Azor of Fu HaLoschot, that it makes sense according to the Maskanas HaGemara. But certainly that part of the Braisa would not really make sense according to Abaya, as Lefi Abaya, the Azor of Shkutei Chutz, was not based on his Pasuk, but based on Kal V'Chomer. Ayin in Taisis, at the beginning of the middle lines of Taisis, in Diva Maskal Azor Min Ayin, Tamalem Yisham Lecha Pentalo Lisecha, where Taisis makes his point, as Hadam Maisa Zvicha Azor Da Loa, at Maskanas Samach, the Yalfi Avavoy, Sham Sham, Avla Bayer Besamach Kasha, the Kal V'Chomer, as we pointed out, and we will stop over here.